Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Eric Dane McSteamy from Grey's Anatomy is suing his neighbor, Smashing Pumpkin singer Billy Corgan, because one of Billy's trees crashed through his house during a storm last year. Dane says that the accident could have killed his wife, Rebecca Gayhart, who was pregnant at the time, and he says that Billy had already been warned that the trees were dangerous. Billy says the lawsuit is bogus. TMZ says that it's official. Khloe Kardashian and Mario Lopez will team up to host X Factor. Supposedly, Fox will make the announcement later this week. John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John will hit the studio together for the first time in nearly 35 years to record a holiday album called This Christmas.
This just reeks of cheddar.
In addition to the cheesy title, it has a cheesy cover and features cheesy guests. The album comes out on November 13th. Brittany Kerr apologized for getting caught in the arms of Jason Aldean. She says that her actions were not a representation of her true character, but a lapse in judgment. And she didn't go near her earlier claim where she said she had no idea that Jason was married. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:35 up to 84. Going to be a little windy today. Our poll question today. What are you most likely to watch on TV tonight? The presidential debates, baseball, X Factor, South Park, How Booze Built America, and something off your DVR. Latest result says 41% are going to watch something off their DVR, is what they're most likely to watch. 31% say the presidential debate. And I would expect that number to be probably second highest. But I don't even find it all that sad that people don't want to watch the debate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's sad because I don't think there's going to be anything of substance said. It's going to be a bunch of mudslinging.
Oh, I'm sure. That's generally how it is anyway.
And if the candidates for president were actually a couple of guys or gals that people could really get behind, I think a lot more people would watch. But since I don't think I'm crazy for saying that most people are going to pick the one they hate the least.
Right. Exactly. I was thinking the same thing. Yeah.
That's why no one is. I mean, it'll get a big number, I'm sure, but I don't think it'll be a hell of a lot higher than... it'll probably be higher than a Sunday night football game. Because there was, 30 million people watched this last Sunday?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'd have to pull the numbers again.
Anyway, yeah. There was something else we were talking about earlier this morning. This gal who is a... I don't know if she's a reporter or anchor. I think she's a reporter.
She's like the morning anchor, I believe.
At a TV station in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And she, on their show, I think it was the morning news show... They let her do which 4 minutes is a long time for a story in TV.
It really is. I mean, most news packages are
the 2 minute stops, three at the most. Yeah. I mean, you might see some longer features like on news magazine shows or, ESPN during pregame shows. They'll do 4 minute stories. But anyway, she did 4 minutes about this email she got from a random viewer who didn't even watch very often. And told her that she shouldn't be on television because she's overweight and that she is a bad example. And she did a response. Have you gotten it posted yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
you can
it's
find
posted.
It at hot1047.com. And her response is fantastic.
She does it so well, so eloquently, just amazing.
And then we got an email from Will, who is a friend of yours,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And his response to this was, so it's socially acceptable when a person goes outside a bar to smoke and people tell them it's disgusting, but it's not socially acceptable to tell someone who is overweight that it is disgusting. I don't think either one is socially acceptable.
I don't think so.
Honestly.
I don't think it's socially acceptable ever to tell somebody that they're ugly or fat or disgusting.
And if someone is outside smoking, they're not breaking the law. Do I have every right to not like it? Sure, I absolutely do. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go up and tell them, you're disgusting.
It's none of your business.
You disgust me because you're smoking. Those people drive me just as crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think either one is okay.
Right.
And to think it's okay in this day and age of, anonymous internet and tell people exactly what you think, I mean... And like Will goes on in the email, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it's like obesity costs the medical system more than tobacco does. Well, yeah, that's because tobacco has dropped off a lot in the last 30 years. And that's great. Obesity has gone up. Yeah, that's not good. But at the same time, to tell a reporter who's very good at her job, you watch the video, you'll see she's better than the average small market reporter.
She's pretty good and pretty impressive.
And, you know, to say that you shouldn't be on TV because you're a fat, disgusting blob, that's stupid.
And it's him being a bully.
Absolutely stupid.
It's him being a bully.
Now, Will, if I said to you, because Mel showed me pictures of you on Facebook, that, you know, at weighing in the neighborhood of, I'm guessing, 150 pounds soaking wet with a rock in your pocket and being on the shorter side, and if people made fun of you for it and it doesn't bother you, that's great. It shouldn't.
Right.
It shouldn't bother you.
Right.
But you know what? It does bother some people when people criticize their appearance. I got teased as a kid about being fat.
I got teased for having red hair or white skin.
And well, and that is literally something you can't do anything about.
Exactly. I got teased all the time, chicken legs, and they would, you know, you call me a vampire quite often because I'm so light skinned.
Well, I do it all in fun.
I know. I'm just saying, though, that's some things, though, that I've been teased about.
And you know what? You know, some people aren't equipped to deal with it. So
it's not easy to be equipped to deal with it.
Why is it anybody's business to say, you're fat, you shouldn't be on TV? Well, if the TV station thought it was a problem, they probably wouldn't have given him the job.
Right.
So
she's very pretty. She's very pretty.
And
she does a really good job.
And to say that it sets a bad example, that they're a role model. Okay, to some extent, they're a role model. But to say that being obese and on television is setting a bad example. Okay, well, who's going to play? We wouldn't have a Mike and Molly if there weren't obese people.
Right.
First of all, because they are still people that exist. Obese people. This isn't new.
No.
There have been people who've been overweight for centuries. So
and also to point out the fact that this reporter is a mom of three kids.
Yeah, because I'm sure as soon as she gets done with her job, which is a busy job, probably 8 to 10 hours a day, I'm sure the first thing she thinks of when she gets done with a 10-hour day is, yeah, I don't want to see my kids or have dinner with my family. I'm going to go to the gym. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
And having three kids and being a mom, you're super busy.
And she admitted herself, yeah, I'm overweight. I know that.
Do you think
it does any good to me whatsoever other than hurt my feelings and make me cry for someone to send an email and call me fat?
It's just not necessary.
So
I don't like being, I've been called fat. That's why I've been losing weight. And not so much just from people calling me that, but also because I want to feel better about myself.
Hell, it could motivate someone to see an overweight reporter on TV to, I don't want to look like that.
Right.
I mean,
I want to weigh less. That's why I've been losing weight.
And as for it being more socially acceptable, I would say maybe slightly so to criticize someone smoking, because someone else smoking actually directly affects me. Them being fat does not.
Other than the argument could be made that it's costing you money in the healthcare system.
Oh, yeah, because I pay other people's medical bills. Yeah, okay, I pay taxes. Yeah, well,
what the
government does with its money that I give them is not my decision. So they do lots of dumb things with my money that I don't agree with.
They
so
do.
That's not going to change it there. You can say it's my problem. It's still really not.
The bottom line of the whole story is just not be a bully.
Don't be a jerk.
Yeah.
How about that?
There you go.
Don't be a mean toolbar.
Because all you're doing is teaching your kids to be mean.
There's no point in it. Anyway, okay, off my soapbox. Heroes of the day next.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:52, up to 84 today. It is 61 right now. Real quick thing I just wanted to add before we go and do heroes. We got a call from someone who didn't want to go on the air, and she pointed out something very, very wise with the whole, you know, saying, oh, yeah, it's okay to say someone's fat if they're on TV. They're a role model. They shouldn't be fat. Well, she said, well, you know, there was a point in history where people who were overweight were considered desirable.
They were rich back then.
They were rich. Mm-hmm. That meant you had money. You weren't a starving peasant. Anyway, just wanted to point that out.
Every time you're a hero. Working class hero.
I can be your hero, baby.
Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
Some Mountain Dew's pretty great, but I'm not sure I'd be willing to go to prison just for a bottle of it. On Saturday morning, a man walked into a convenience store in Des Moines, Iowa, and he was clearly obsessing over some Mountain Dew. He tried to buy a 12-pack, but he didn't have enough money. So he switched to plan B. He pulled out a switchblade to get himself some Mountain Dew at knife point. Yeah. He left the store with a 2-liter bottle and took off on foot. I mean, might as well grab more. I mean, really, if you're going to rob him.
Well, if you're going to commit a felony, I would get more than a 2-liter of Mountain Dew.
Yeah, get some cash while you're at it or something. Yeah. Anyway, the police are still looking for him.
Some booze. Repo men have to know that no one's going to give up their car easily. Not even a woman who's on the verge of giving birth. On Friday, a tow truck driver in Massillon, Ohio, was repossessing a 2004 Mercury Mountaineer from a 21-year-old woman named Sophia Davidson. Sophia is 8 months pregnant, by the way. That didn't stop her from trying to stop what was going on. As the tow truck driver was hooking up Sophia's SUV to the tow truck, she jumped into the truck and drove off.
Oh.
She ended up leading the cops on a chase that ended with her crashing into an empty house.
Then
she wouldn't get out of the truck, and the cops had to break a window and wrestle her out.
Oh.
She's facing several felony charges. Apparently, no negative impact on the baby.
Thank goodness.
So that is good as well. I would hate to be a repo guy.
Oh my gosh, that would suck.
It would not be fun. Going and having to legally steal someone's car from out from under them?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be a good time.
Mm-mm.
Or it could be a good time.
Depends. You're kind of like a private investigator, though.
Sort of, kind of. Like, okay, you watch your lookout, and I'm going to hook it up right now. Okay, gun, leave, go, high! Time for us to scoop. Ben's in next. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
1047.com.